So here's a pattern that you got to follow to protect yourself. Play the 3-month long game. 3 months. The narcissist cannot endure 3 months. They will lie. They will try to cross boundaries. They will try to push you into something too fast, you know. 3 months. Even buying a car. Take 3 months to buy a car. Take your time. You have to remember that you're a water creature, a water clay creature, and the pride of man is off the roof. The pride of mankind. And if you think about how prideful man is, imagine how prideful the angels could be who have spiritual bodies. That's why the devil fell. The devil fell because of pride, right? The pride of a spiritual body. Think about that. So we have to go through this life and suffer. Excuse me, in these clay bodies, right? I have to suffer some stuff. If you stretch your muscle, it's painful. If you pull a back muscle, you know. Headaches, earaches, all kinds of stuff. So if you get saved, one day you're going to have a spiritual body higher than the angels. And that spiritual body, because you're saved and you've been through this, God knows how to humble his people. God scourges every son he receives too. And so when you get your spiritual body, you're going to be praising God and giving Jesus the glory, giving God the glory. Because you'll realize how weak this old clay experience is. The clay dough experience is really weak. Play-Doh, whatever. If you look at a bowl, a clay pot, they would take the clay and then they'd pour some water in it. You got clay skin, right? Holds the water in. Organs, clay organs. Pride is the worst enemy. God sustains man. In him we live and breathe and have our being. God sustains man every breath that he has, and man forgets his maker. Now, what's that? That's worse than a dog. That's like a dog biting the hands that feeds it. Mankind forgets his maker or her maker. It's like the dog biting the hand that feeds it. You feed this dog and take care of the dog, and the dog forgets its owner and bites its owner. And it's like, it's even worse for the human, because God sustains you each moment. Every moment of every day, God is sustaining you. Bizarro land. If you forget your maker, that's kind of scary. If you ignore and forget your maker, that's kind of scary. Think about that for a second. It's really scary. You know, whether it's Bible study, prayer, any kind of daily activity, it's not under legalism. It's under grace. It's all under grace. So one prayer would be to, Lord, help me not to forget you. Because he's the one that sustains you. And if you step into forgetting God, the very one that sustains you, you're a per son, per the son. That's why you're a per son, per the son. It's a fractal holographic reality, and he's the one that sustains you. The perfect prayer would be, Lord, don't let me forget you. I mean, that's like, I saw a post one time, it's like the wave, when the wave realizes it's the ocean, when the human realizes that God is working through the human, when you wake up and say that every moment God is working through you, spirit, soul, body, you wake up to the fact that you're not independent. You've never been independent. You think you are, but you're not. So when the wave wakes up and realizes it's a part of the ocean, it is the ocean, and you wake up and say you're a person per the sun, then you got something. Because you realize you're not sustaining yourself. You're not even in control at all. Bizarre. It's some crazy stuff.